from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The Big Bad Morning Show with Rob Long, Ed Norris, and Jeremy Kahn.
Sponsored by IG Burton GMC. GMC, we are professional grade.
105.7 The Fan.
You made me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a P.Y.T. Pretty young thing. Ooh.
9:30 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Joining us right now from the School of Rock, from MassiveSports.com. He is Rockabaco. Good morning to you, Rock.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back, Ed.
Thank you, man.
And someone asked me, and I said I cannot confirm or deny whether or not you jumped into the pool of rays with your Speedo. I said I can't confirm it or not.
I mean, they had a guard set up after they heard me say that, so they would not allow me in.
Hey, so Rock's a Speedo guy and not a plum smuggler? I took him for a European boy shorts type guy.
Yeah, that's also why I'm not allowed in Canada. You can't just walk around in the Speedo.
Rock, what is the latest on Dean Kramer?
We are still, well, he's definitely going on a rehab assignment. I mean, Brandon pretty much confirmed that. It's just a question of what day and which affiliate, but he threw a bullpen session again yesterday, and everything's going well, so we have to assume it's happening, you know, it's imminent. And I don't know, I guess they wanted to see him throw one more time before they sent him out. It's expected to be a brief one, so we may get confirmation today. I'm going to start checking the schedules of all the affiliates and see who's home.
What about the starting pitching thing? I mean, Suarez is like, he may be the best pitcher in baseball right now, right? I mean, he's got the ERA of 1.81. He's a 10-win guy already. And we have Bradish going. So, I mean, how do you see this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, Suarez is pretty much every time out, five innings to five plus, is usually zero runs. I mean, you pretty much know what you're getting, but he's such a valuable guy. They can bounce between the pen and the rotation. I just think eventually he's that much-needed kind of bulk guy in the bullpen, because if you do run into a problem with a starter, and they've been really good in this rotation despite the upheaval, but if somebody gets knocked out early or something happens, it's that baton passing of, you know, one inning from this guy, one and a third from this. You push somebody like Coulomb to two. You'd like to have a guy like Suarez that just comes in and could eat three, four innings if you need him, or late in the game, come in seventh, eighth inning, and get three big outs for you. So I think he's eventually destined to go back into the bullpen. Cade Povich is pretty much, you know, start to start like an audition. He was so good in his last one, we're going to assume he's going to keep getting opportunities. But as Hyde said, you know, we're kind of series to series right now when it comes to the rotation. But with one off day this month, I feel like he's staying in there for now. But I think Suarez eventually ends up in the bullpen, and you can always bounce back in if he needs to.
Hey, Rock, I think he meant Ranger Suarez.
Oh.
Can you break him down for us? That's the problem. We got two Suarez's in this series.
I literally thought you were talking about Albert Suarez.
No, but he's been great, too. I guess in talking
Take
about...
Take two.
Yeah, no, in talking about the Phillies, this is a phenomenal matchup, and I love seeing the fact that we've got some sellouts here. Is that a sign of the times? Are we going to see more of this, or do you think it's just because they're so close and both these teams are good?
I mean, I think that's a big reason. Isn't a big cap giveaway on Sunday, but yeah, it is a big match.
Father's Day.
And yet, Oh, yeah, yeah, you're going to get a lot of Philly fans. But Ranger Suarez, it's interesting because I was looking at his numbers last year, and it was like a 4-plus ERA, and, you know, it wasn't an impressive whip. And this year, it's like, I think, the lowest whip in baseball and the second lowest ERA.
Second lowest ERA, so, and he's 10-1, yeah.
Yeah, so things have really turned around. That explains why you said 10 wins for Suarez, by the way. I thought maybe you were just a little groggy still.
But, yeah, but what about the other Suarez? The third one.
But you know, the biggest memory I have of Ranger Suarez is I got forced to do a couple innings in a spring training game for Masson a few years ago. They had the technical issue, and I had to rush upstairs with no notes, and Ranger Suarez was pitching for the Phillies. And I knew I had no game. I had nothing, not even my laptop. And I made some crack that if baseball didn't work out, he could have worked at one of our national parks. Yeah. That's how desperate I was. Every time I hear Ranger Suarez, I think of that really, really dumb joke. But, he's really turned his career around. This is a great matchup. We know what Bradish did, 18 straight, retired his last outing. And we have a great matchup with Wheeler and Burns on Sunday. So it's the second, third best teams in baseball record-wise. So it is really a big matchup. Is it a World Series preview? Hey, let's get through June. But it is a really intriguing matchup.
I think we had Ranger Rick here, the magazine, and they had Ranger Suarez down in South America.
I'm a Ranger fan. Yeah. Rockabago joins us from MassinSports.com. Rob, hey,
I could talk about Andrew Suarez now that was in spring training with the Orioles, or do you want to move on?
We were talking earlier today how this big epic run of the Orioles, the goalposts keep moving. First, it was after the White Sox, the Orioles have the Red Sox in Tampa and Toronto. Then they go on the road. That was the big matchup. Then it was Atlanta's coming to town. It took 2 out of 3. Now it's Philly. It seems as if, and we were saying this earlier, we're kind of stuck in this time machine of 2019 where the Orioles are the one being tested when maybe they're the ones testing everybody else.
Yeah, don't forget, after this, we go to New York.
Yeah.
And then we'll make a big deal about that. And the fact that there is only one off day this month. It seems like there's constantly these obstacles and important guys going on the IL. Lakulom, obviously, the latest, and not having Means and Wells for the rest of the season, and Kramer still being out, or, you know, the outfield's not hitting. We're constantly getting these, all right, this might be what breaks this team or at least slows its momentum. And you're right. At some point, we have to kind of step back and say, okay, they are this good, and they're going to pass these tests. It's just that simple. Now, we'll see what happens in this series, and we'll see what happens with New York. But it is funny that every time we kind of circle a series or a date or something on the calendar and say, let's see what happens here, and then they're fine, and then we move on, okay, to the next one. And a lot of the post-game questions yesterday were like, hey, how do you think this team's going to step up to this next challenge? How tough has this current one been? Like, they had just won 6 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
The players kind of look at you like, it wasn't that big a deal. Hyde gave a funny answer when he was asked post-game yesterday about, you know, are you confident that they're still going to be able to, you know, meet these challenges and bounce back from this loss? And he just goes, I think we'll be fine. And it was very kind of curt for him. He usually doesn't give that short of an answer. But it was like, are you kidding me? Yes, we're going to be fine. Next question. But that's just how we still approach things. You're right. I think we just are still looking at that awful period during the rebuild. And is this really for real? They won 101 games last year. I think it's for real.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Iraq, we're one of the best teams in baseball on both sides. I mean, offense, defense, trade deadlines come up. Do you think the Orioles will make any noise at all?
I hope they add another Suarez. That's kind of my first. I mean, absolutely bullpen, and that's something they've been looking at really all season, is to fortify that unit. And they're going to take a look at you know, rotation and see, you know, closer to the deadline, what starters are out there. Do they need one? But I really think bullpen is number one. And you know, you can get a really good reliever and not have to give up as much as you might have to for a starter. They have their limits on how much they're going to dig into that pile of prospects that they have. But I think they really do want to, you know, somebody, I think, ideally, who could be a big, you know, a solid setup type guy with closing experience if Kimbrel's unavailable or slumping. And if you want to keep Cano in his current role where he's been so good, I think that's what they're looking at. And then it's a question of what does that cost you? You know, I don't know if you're going to start, you know, peeling away the Kobe Mayos of the system and these other guys to go out and get a reliever. But they are looking, and they've been doing that. We're still waiting to see how serious Coulomb's elbow injury is. He, you know, told us, read between the lines, it's not as bad as what you guys are thinking, meaning Tommy John. But it's still discomfort in an area he hasn't experienced before, and we're still waiting for results of, you know, the testing. And you should never underwrite or underplay an injury. I learned that a long time ago from the late, great Joe Strauss. Never downplay an injury. You can always walk it back a little bit if it's not that big a deal, but it's hard to downplay then suddenly make a big deal when it's turned out to be serious. So we're going to consider it serious until we're told it isn't.
Hey, Rock, Austin Hayes started hitting. We saw Sed get a couple of base knocks. You seen any positives from him to think that maybe we're getting to the other side of this thing?
Yeah, I mean, the at-bats are much better. I think with Mullins, you know, it's not a health thing. Like with Hayes, he has had a stretch of good health all year. That includes spring training. He had an illness where he lost about 10 pounds. Then he had another illness beginning of the season. Then he had the calf injury. And then, you know, he gets drilled in the ribs and got some back tightness. I mean, I think that's held him back more than anything else. With Mullins, it's more of, you know, it's a mechanical type thing initially in the slump. Then it kind of gets into your head. And then you got to get yourself out of it. And as far as we know, it's not like last season when you had the multiple adductor strains and ended up on the IL and, you know, wasn't right even when he was activated the last time all the way through the playoffs. But we're seeing better signs, better at bats. I think Hyde's done a good job of, you know, it's not ride or die with anybody. If you're struggling, you're going to sit a little bit. He's not going to bury on the bench because you can't heat up if you're sitting. You've got to play to get out of these things. But you're also not just going to play every single day and try and work yourself out of it. So guys are getting multiple days off. We've seen him pinch hit for Mullins with a right-hander on the mound, which we never thought we'd see. But I think there are positive signs, and they could really use this because, you know, Kowser was slumping badly after being was Rookie of the Month in April. So, I mean, they need better production from the outfield. Santander's been, you know, driving in runs, doubles, home runs, RBIs, but the flash line hasn't been impressive. So if you get these guys going as well, they're already a dangerous club. I think they lead the majors in slugging. Imagine if those guys all heat up at the same time.
There he is, Rock Abaco from MassiveSports.com. Rock, what are you working on right now?
It's an article on Suarez.
I am. I'm going to take a poll on how many Suarez's are out there. I'm going to rank the all-time best Suarez. That's what I'm working on.
Thanks a lot, man. See you this weekend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.